Gates swing open. Had a great Sunday school this morning, Psalm 103. Don't forget the Lord's benefits. You know, we just need to stop here at the end of this year as we're getting ready to start another and just reflect on the benefits of being a Christian. You know, it's just some wonderful things. You know, I've been saved for almost half my life. Boy, this last half's been great. It's been great. You know, even the bad days have been so much better than I'm just, you know, just the peace, the joy, the rest that comes of being a child of God be worth it. But Paul said, yeah, we'd just be miserable if we missed out on heaven. And we're not going to miss it, though. The home gates are going to swing open for us. We're looking for that day. Had a good group in Sunday school this morning, a little bit off. People are still traveling things. Maybe the rain got a few of it. Pastor said we're going to have to go out and gather some sheep, get them back in God's house, so we may have to get to doing some of that and see where everybody's going to get them back and get ready to start a new year. But glad to see everybody that's here. You're in the right place this morning. And praise God for you being here, and especially those of you this morning that are visiting with us. I want to thank you for coming and visiting with us here at New Salem Baptist Church this morning. You're our special guest for being here. And just want to encourage you, if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, come and be with us. You know, we'll be here, and we plan to be here till the Lord gets back. Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Got a few things. There's going to be a weight loss program starting here at the church in January. It's called Body for Believers, and there's no charge to anybody. The first meeting is going to be on Friday, January the 9th, and the second one on Friday, January the 16th. These meetings will start at 6:30 and last about 2 hours. This is for men, women, anybody who would like to get involved in this. Just get with Mary and give her your name, and they need to kind of get a count on how many they're going to have. But again, that'll be on January the 9th and January the 16th. No charge, free to anybody who wants to participate. And then the secret PAL meeting, the ladies that are involved in that, if you haven't filled out a secret PAL slip yet, they're back there in the vestibule. Get them and put them in. You're going to have the drawing today for names so they can get started for the upcoming year. So ladies that want to get involved in that, put your name in it if you haven't already. And then just stay after church this morning. And then remember the New Year's Eve singing. The Dade County Singing Convention will be here on the 31st. They'll start at 7 o'clock. They'll sing, take a break, and eat, and then come back and sing in the New Year. So if you'd like to sing or just come and listen, that'll start at 7 o'clock New Year's Eve. And then there's going to be a baby shower for Doralee Branch. She is having a boy. Just said just a couple of 3 weeks to go, and that's going to be on January 4th. I think you said 2, didn't you, Joan? 2 o'clock down in the fellowship hall. So y'all come out, and whatever you bring, she sure will appreciate. Have any birthdays or anniversaries?
A couple other things. We have had Jake set aside to be ordained as a deacon. He was set aside for 3 months, and the church voted to accept him to be ordained. He wanted to know, can we do that on January 11th? That'll be on Sunday night, January 11th. Anybody got a problem with that? Okay, I guess we're on. This singing that we're talking about Wednesday night, y'all are saying, well, that's our church night. Well, come on, we're going to have church.
Amen.
We're going to have church. You know, we have people come in last year from, Arkansas, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama. I don't know where all came from.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I mean, it's a ton of people.
something in the new, you know, and it's a good time of the Lord. I tell you what, if we get as many as 10 of our church members here, I'll preach. Well, that may be a bad offer, right? If we get as many as 10 church members here, I won't preach. So you just take it however you go. You know, we're looking for a good time of the Lord, and I want to make very plain what this is about. These people, they sing shape notes. These people are very good. If you want to learn a new song, come on. They'll teach you a new song. I also want to recommend you come and pray for service. This is not just about how good they sing. It's about improving music in all the churches they attend, that Jesus Christ might be good.
Amen.
That's what it's about. You know, it's not about thinking I'm good. No, it's that we go back and all these folks spread out and go to all their churches and improve the music. Improve the music. Because I tell you what, good music is hard to beat.
Amen.
Anybody that can, come on be with us. So let's worship the Lord today. Last Amen. Sunday of the old year. Looking forward to the
new. Amen.
Any birthdays or anniversaries?
Sarah had a birthday.
John had a birthday. Mary, did you have a birthday, Mary?
No.
Oh, anniversary? Oh, it's coming? Okay. That's close enough.
Somebody stand, sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday.
Brother Bruce, you ask God's blessing our offering.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm ready to leave this world.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for allowing me to do that. I'm hard to get. All you got to do is ask. I just say, I check the scriptures, always clear. It's just a joy to be with you this morning. Do you remember the day you got saved?
Amen.
Sometimes I like to ride back, Pastor, to a little church where I got saved. I served in the Tennessee General Assembly for 8 years. They asked me to give a speech on the last day I was there. And I didn't know what to say. But I just simply walked to the well of the house and I said, leaned over the mic and I said, Pastor, some folks, I've been looking me with this Kentucky Derby for the last 8 years. I don't know much in this world, but the things I know, I really know. And I want to tell you about the greatest thing that I know. I learned it 59 years ago on my knees at a little Baptist church, Fremont Baptist Church, on a Wednesday night. And I simply started humming and mentioning the words, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Went and sat down. When he reached down his hand for me. Once my soul, can we do that in F?
F.
Once my soul, I tell you, well, let's just do it where it's at. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, and I was wretched and blind as could be. Oh, then my Savior and His love gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down for me. Oh, I was lost. Son, when He reached down His hand for me, I was near to despair when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. My feet gave me gladness complete when He reached down His hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down for me. His hand for me. Now my heart doth rejoice when I hear His sweet voice. In the tempest to Him I can flee, there to lean on His
secure from all harm when he reached down his hand for me.
Sing that chorus with me.
When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. Oh, I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me.